Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. I hope you are having a fantastic Friday, wherever across this great country or this great world you may find yourself as you sit down, buckle up, and enjoy the fun here of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. The Olympics are underway, and we are about to have an Olympic-level fight in the United States over masks and whether or not kids should be wearing them. We played you some of the cuts and discussion yesterday where Joe Biden basically said, hey, the CDC is going to say that kids in schools need to be wearing masks. I got an email yesterday, Buck Sexton. My two youngest kids are going to be in a school district that is not requiring masks. Now, kids can wear masks if they want to, or more accurately, if their parents want them to. But they were open, our school district was, public school, all last year. And now Ron DeSantis has come out in the oasis of freedom that is Florida, Buck Sexton, and he said this about masks in Florida schools.
We need our kids to be able to be kids. We need them to be able to breathe. It's terribly uncomfortable for them to do it. There's not very much science behind it.
That is Ron DeSantis explaining that they're not going to be wearing masks. And Buck Sexton, I think that makes some sense. I would imagine the vast majority of our audience is in favor of it. But Jen Psaki, the Psaki bomb, not so much in favor of it, Buck Sexton. Let's listen to Jen Psaki, couple of different cuts here as she responds to the news that Florida kids are not going to be required to wear masks.
I've seen the reporting, but what I can tell you is that there has been no decision to change our mask guidelines. If any decisions about public health would be driven by the CDC. But of course, we are engaged with public health experts and the CDC about how to continue to attack the virus. And we've never said that battle is over. It's still ongoing. It would be more concerning, or should be more concerning, to all of you and the American people if we were not having those conversations. So there are certainly conversations about steps we can and should take.
So, Clay, the authoritarian busybodies are not done with us.
No, of course
that's
not.
That's what we know. And I've been trying to warn everyone for a while here that they would have to relent with the vaccine campaign on masks a bit, because it became obvious that there was a huge messaging mismatch of get the vaccine. It's so effective. It works so well. But then you still remember in the beginning, it was you still have to wear a mask. And then people realize, well, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It doesn't structure the incentives properly. But what we're seeing now is that, there's the old joke about a Puritan is someone who lives in the constant fear that someone somewhere is having a good time.
Yes.
The mask maniacs live in the constant fear that someone somewhere is breathing free, fresh air, or their children are doing so without this constriction on their face. And what people, I think, who are listening in places where this hasn't been as much of an issue. I mean, I was right in the thick of it here in New York City.
Yes.
You never had it. I mean, Nashville's a little liberal. It wasn't as bad, but
well, we're right outside of Nashville. And, you know, Buck, what we discovered early on where I live is where the county line was. COVID knew when it hit the county line, and so it would stop. Like, you know, as you were driving down the road and you passed that county line, COVID would be like, oh, this is the city of Nashville now. We're going to change the way that we spread. And so people had to wear masks there. But as soon as you crossed the county line, you were fine.
And so now what you're seeing are Democrats looking for opportunities to either encourage not mandates, but suggestions at the city level, different, you know, Democrat controlled cities. But also there are rumors going around that they may try something even more aggressive to get a federal. Now, the White House says no, but this White House has lied about lots of stuff when it comes to COVID or got.
And to be fair,
wrong.
Joe Biden might not know what's going on, right?
That's always in his own White fair. House. Right. There's no point at which that's not a thing that we could say.
Yes.
But either you can think about this if you want to get a little creative. Okay. Let's say you're listening right now. You live in Nebraska, or you live in Texas, or Florida. I mean, you know, a place that has a lot of freedom. And you know, you say, well, it's a New York, California, New Jersey problem that Buck and Clay are talking about. Well, We're looking at schools, kids, masks right now. What if the federal government says we're going to tie federal funding to mask policies in schools? They haven't done this, but does anyone really think that's beyond them? Does anyone think that this Biden administration wouldn't say it's a sensible thing to do? No joke.
Do you now agree with me that we are headed for a mask revolution, like a riot led by moms? Because if this happens, that is going to be the cultural flashpoint, right, for COVID. Vaccinations is one thing, but kids under the age of 12, there's been no suggestion that they're going to be eligible for the vaccine anytime soon, right? At least not that I've seen. And so this is going to be the flashpoint, because it's not as if you can say, oh, if they get vaccinated, the story goes away, whatever. It's not likely to happen. Certainly not. My kids start school in 2 weeks, Buck.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a federal mandate of some kind, then I do think that the Lululemon brigades will be out in full force. I think that's very possible. If that doesn't happen, though, it'll be state by state. We already see this. You're in L.A. right now as we're doing the show. And in Los Angeles, I know that there are people who are not only they're enthusiastically masking up. I've heard from friends of mine that now on dating sites, they'll have vaccinated, unvaccinated. This has become a cultural signifier in the blue stronghold, something that's out there right now. And those places, they'll get away with the mask mandates for kids, at least, because they've got a, you know, huge, whether it's in New York, an 8-to-1 advantage of party registration. But it's if they try at the federal level, then yeah, I think we've got a big pushback coming.
I also think, Buck, and I'll use an example, my thought process last year. I was so excited that my kids were going to be present physically in in-person school last year that I was like, okay, I'm not going to fight a massive battle over masks. And I think there are a lot of people out there whose kids have not been physically present for much of the past year and change that are going to say, whatever, if our kids have to wear masks in order to be back in person, I'll do that. I think the places that were already open are going to be particularly aggressively fighting the idea of mask mandates for kids in school, because we already did it last year. We know, and here's the thing, Buck, we know that it is completely nonsensical and without any scientific basis. It's all cosmetic theater, right? The kids are not primary vectors of spreading this disease, thankfully. And the idea that they're stopping the virus from being spread by wearing masks, as you and I know, is just laughably absurd. I mean, the kids are taking their masks off to eat. They're taking their masks off to drink. They are kids who are, let's be honest, anybody who spends time around young kids, they are petri dishes. They aren't exactly known for their cleanliness. So this entire mask obsession, I think, is going to turn into a massive battle. And God, if they really make the choice to put a federal mandate on mask wearing, I think you're going to see a ton of lawsuits. I think you're going to see legitimate protest and riots in many parts of the country. And by riots, I mean, you know, mom riots, not like real BLM riots.
Yeah, I hope so, because last night I went to a concert, classical music concert in a church here in New York City, and they were enforcing a mask mandate. I mean, you walked in there. They're like, vaccinated or not, we don't care. You must wear a mask here. It was a beautiful concert. We, you know, it was nice music and all that. But I'm just sitting here thinking, how could I want to sit down with the person who thinks this is intelligent. I honestly want to, because it's always, oh, don't yell at the people enforcing it. It's not their fault. It's not. Okay. Well, whose fault is it? It's not the city of New York. It's not the state of New York. Who's actually doing it? And, you know, we're going to have to get to the point here where I think, you know, I demand to see the manager is going to be a thing that people across the country in places that do this is what we ask is we say, look, I want to know. I want to speak to the person, because everyone in there, Clay, was going to dinner afterwards. It was kind of an early, they're all going to sit there, no masks on. COVID, you know, is going to be there or not be there. They're going to be immune. They're not going to be immune. It makes no difference whatsoever. But this has become a mass anxiety disorder. People have suffered a psychological break, millions and millions of them, from listening to the lab coat tyrant Fauci night after night, from believing the Biden administration rhetoric for not just when they were in office. Remember in the prior, I mean, I haven't forgotten back in the general election, Biden telling people and Harris, I don't know if you can trust that Trump vaccine. Oh, yeah. We're all supposed to forget that now.
Not only that, I think it just goes to, if the CDC walks back their guidelines, Buck, already people don't trust the CDC because they've taken every angle of every different perspective on COVID. But what they tried to dangle out there, let's be honest, was the carrot. If you're vaccinated, then you don't have to wear masks. And then, as we all know, the difference between being able to tell if somebody's vaccinated or not is virtually impossible. So masks disappeared basically within a couple of weeks everywhere all over the country. And I think people breathe a sigh of relief. If they try and bring them back, I think to the extent that there is any legitimacy left in the CDC, I think it goes out the window.
Let's never make the mistake, though, of thinking that lockdowners have principles or integrity when it comes to any of this. But we want to open up the phone lines for all of you across the country. Open Line Friday. You know how we do it here. 800-282-2882. 800-282-2882. What do you think about all this? Is there a chance that the federal mask mandate could be a thing? And what if it's going to be preventative, not even based on cases? We'll get into that. Plus, we got Jim Jordan coming up in the second hour on the so-called insurrection. Clay and I are going to dive into the Olympics because not exactly the most fun Olympics anybody's ever had. We'll talk about that and more. But, you know, Mike Lindell has this whole slew of incredible products from MyPillow. Actually, just got my dad for his birthday some amazing MyPillows. He's sleeping on them like a baby. Happy birthday, Dad, by the way, this Sunday. Turns, you know, we like to say 50. He looks 50, so we're going to say 50. But Mike Lindell's MyPillows are incredible. And right now, Mike's changing the game with his six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton. It's incredibly absorbent. I just dried off this morning with one of Mike's towels. They're incredibly soft. They're absorbent. This is what you wanted a towel. The current set, Clay, comes with two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, usually $109.99, $39.99 right now with promo code Clay and Buck.
We've got them all throughout our house, all over the kids' beds. We've got them in the bathrooms. We've got MyPillow products everywhere because Mike Lindell produces a phenomenal product. And if you don't haven't tried it before, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. And all you need to do right now is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Enter promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269. For these great radio specials.
Well, as a parent myself, and I know you are one, if I were a parent in Florida, that would be greatly concerning to me because kids under the age of 12 are not vaccinated. They're not eligible yet. As the president said last night, obviously it's going to be led by the FDA, but certainly we hope that will be soon. But that puts kids at risk. It's not aligned with public health guidelines. We know masks are not the most comfortable thing. I will say my kids are quite adjusted to them, as I know many kids are. So certainly we would have concern about any step that doesn't abide by public health guidelines, and we think it puts people at greater risk.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I'm Buck, and that was Saki Bomb. Dropping one right there. I'm Clay. I get furious at this. It's uncomfortable, but it's not that big a deal. Everything that they want to do with COVID that's stupid, that's yes, harassing, that's useless, it's not that big a deal. Shut down your business. It's not that big a deal. We'll send you PPP. Don't leave your house. It's not that big a deal. You can order in, you know, groceries from Whole Foods. Watch Netflix. Get fat. Get depressed. Don't worry. Oh, drug overdoses are going to be over 90,000 in 2020, all-time high. You know, that's not something that they wanted to worry about. You know, everything was no big deal except what they wanted to do, which was essential. That was the only thing that mattered. And this is crazy.
My wife, obviously, we've got three kids, just texted me. So our school district, they are saying you can make your own determination about whether or not your kids wear a mask, which is, I think, reasonable, right? Allowing parents to make a choice. Nashville has said the same thing. The city of Nashville schools and some of those Nashville parents are so fearful that they have started a petition to demand that everybody wear masks. And so this is like the data, and I just keep coming back, and I know this blows your mind too, Buck. I don't understand how you can argue that you are in favor of science when you are supporting something with no scientific basis in fact. And we know this, Buck, right? Without a rigorous study of masks, which there's an interesting question about whether we'd even publish a rigorous study of masks if it showed that they weren't effective.
They won't even do, I would argue, they won't even do a controlled group
experiment.
Experiment. They won't do one for obvious reasons.
Which is the foundation of science. But if they won't actually do that, by the way, scientific method is about aggressively questioning everything, right? I mean, that's the entire purpose of science. And it seems to me that what we are focused on is a religious belief in the cosmetic theater of masks. And we were talking off the air, it's a little bit like back when you had the heliocentric theory and the geocentric theory, for people out there who don't remember their early study of science, about whether or not the Earth was the center of our solar system or not. And you weren't allowed to distribute the truth because it challenged prevailing ideas. And that's the very antithesis of science, right? The scientific method is about challenge everything, question everything, figure out what is and is not the scientific reality.
Anybody out
there, we're not doing that,
can go and they can Google Galileo, Copernicus, you're talking heliocentrism. They could look up Dr. Joseph Lister. They could look up Dr. John Snow. They could look up any number of breakthroughs. And the consensus, and this is like Einstein, it doesn't matter how many people say I'm wrong, it only takes one to prove me wrong.
Yes.
The consensus was against the greatest geniuses in their time of science. Now, I don't think this is a question of genius. I think this is a question of objective and obvious reality, which is, if these things work so well, why haven't we seen them work really well anywhere in this country, despite all the mandates? And say work really well, you can't even prove they worked at all. And why would they shut down debate and discussion about this? For 100 years, nobody thought that we should all be masking in this country through some really nasty flu seasons where a lot of people died. But now they pretend it's obvious, even though Fauci said it wasn't obvious in the beginning. This is all you have to know. People are lying to you. They're being disingenuous. We got a lot of people, Clay, that are lighting up the lines right now that I know are going to have thoughts on this. But I just think everyone needs to be prepared for the fact that they are not done. The Democrats are not done with this yet. They have not squeezed all the political juice out of it they can, and therefore it's going to be a fight.
One thing we can say, Buck, is we were fortunate that federalism exists because we had a form of control group versus study group. And that is, look at what happened in Florida and Texas compared to New York and California. The most aggressive lockdown and mask states had very similar results to Florida and Texas. In fact, Florida and Texas, if you look at the totality, have actually done better. And so that upsets Democrats that we even know that information to question the cultural hegemony that they are attempting to argue.
Sweden's right in the middle of the pack. Remember when Sweden was an experiment in human sacrifice?
Yes.
Not true. We'll get into more of this. And then remember, we got Jim Jordan joining us to talk about the insurrection. Hide under your desks, Ron. The insurrection's coming at any moment. These people are nuts. We'll get to it in a second. But, you know, if we've learned anything the last year and a half, got to have a powerful immune system. It's absolutely essential. Over 20 years ago, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black of Texas invented Texas Superfood. I've known Dr. Black now for years. I've been taking Texas Superfood. This stuff is amazing. 55 vine ripened fruits and vegetables, plus probiotic and digestive enzymes, so you can build your body's defense from the inside out. You know, your grandma told you, eat your fruits and veggies. This is a way you can do it. So if you can't, won't, or don't get all those fruits and veggies into your diet every day, Texas Superfood was made for you. Start boosting your immune system for under $2 a day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/buck or call 855-TEXAS-55. That's TexasSuperfood.com/buck or call 855-TEXAS-55.
This is James Golden, host of the podcast series Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the Golden EIB microphone. The next episode in our series is out. Make sure to listen wherever you get your podcast. We're sharing so many behind-the-scenes stories, remembering the man we love. MyPillow and Tunnel to Towers Foundation are both sponsors. Tunnel to Towers Foundation and MyPillow are both sponsors.
Welcome back in. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. We are rolling through the Friday edition of the program with an open line Friday. You just heard that advertisement for the podcast. Would also tell you Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. Search us out, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you may be. We love all of you listening on 400-plus AM/FM stations in all 50 states, but we want you to be able to consume this show however and wherever fits your schedule, and so you can seek us out. You can go give us a 5-star review, and it is an open line Friday, and we are talking about the battle over masks. You can see it setting up now, especially as kids get ready to go back to school. My kids will go to school 2 weeks from today, and it will be, I think, a massive story as different school districts make different choices all over the country. And we'll see, Buck, as you mentioned, whether or not there might be a federal mandate potentially hanging out there that would make this even more politically explosive than it already is.
Just get ready for some school districts or some schools in a district, masked, unmasked. There'll be some COVID. There'll be an outbreak here or an outbreak there among the kids. By the way, kids are fine. This stuff, I think the total number of fatalities under, I can't remember if it's under 18 or under 12, is something like between two and 300.
And we should mention in that 200 and 300, if you actually look into those, most of those kids had massive underlying health related conditions such that they died, unfortunately, obviously it's awful, but with COVID, not because of COVID, right? So even in that scenario, the number of kids that have, I believe we had Rand Paul on, was it Tuesday? Whatever day he was on with us, Buck. He said the odds of a kid dying of COVID are worse than 1 in a million, right? Your kids are under more danger from driving to and from school with you, or probably going on a school bus almost, than they are from COVID itself.
And so then you have to ask, well, what is really the fear in schools in the first place? You have vaccinated teachers, you have vaccinated adults, and if someone's not vaccinated at this point, they've made that choice.
That's their choice.
And there are kids who are going to be fine. So it's not about protecting kids. We need to make sure this not about protecting kids.
You're exactly
right.
This
is about mask anxiety suffering adults and people that think that Fauci is some kind of a god. But we got a lot of folks who are fired up about this. I think everyone could see, Clay, the Biden administration, they're testing. They're like, what can we do here to slap more masks on people's faces right now in the middle of summer? What can we do? They won't just go all out because they don't want to deal with blowback, but they do want to make it harder for you to walk around and breathe air like a normal person. Chris in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Welcome to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Hey, Clay and Buck. Chris Nelson here. I got to say, you guys are doing a great job. You got such huge shoes to fill. We just have such a hole in our hearts that Rush left, and you guys are doing such a great job.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Okay, so down here in Broward County on Tuesday, the school board will meet to decide whether or not they're going to force these kids to wear masks again. This child abuse has been going on for a very long time, and while other areas in Florida have lifted up on it, down here in what I like to call the commie counties in South Florida, they have continued to push the masks on these kids. And I want to say, we had a great turnout in the Palm Beach school board meeting last week, and guess what? They backed down. So what I want to say is, when people show up, when these parents show up, when you come out and you come into that school board meeting in a huge group, they will back down. And let me tell you, these are the kind of people that listen to Fauci. These are the kind of people that listen to the Communist Disease Center. And guess what? They back down. So Tuesday next week, this is something we've done a lot that's been very effective. We are going to have a mask burning in front of the Broward School Board building, completely okay with the Fort Lauderdale Police, by the way, followed by, we are going to go in there and we are going to be heard. So I hope people will come, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you so
appreciate
much,
the
Chris.
Call. Buck, this is what I'm telling you, man. There are so many. I think the fired up nature of a lot of parents out there, if their kids are going to be forced to wear masks for another year, I think there are a lot of people out there that are done with it, that are going to fight like hell, like they've never fought before, to try to stop this thing.
The problem is the mask, or rather the challenge will be, I think, for the mask maniacs, is that without having some, they need to have the, oh, but this is the rule. It doesn't matter how stupid it is, it's the rule.
Right.
So in the absence of that, they have to actually make a case or an argument. So this is why I think the Biden administration knows that they want to throw a psychological lifeline, so to speak, to people that really think that mask. And notice, and I do not think this is a minor thing. Why just one mask, Clay? I thought double masking was what Fauci said was necessary for the virus to be taken seriously. Double masking is way more effective. We've got this Delta variant. It's even more virulent. And yet they don't bring it up. Why? Because they know they won't get people to go along with that right now, right? They're working within the authoritarianism of the possible. That's the challenge that they're dealing with.
The authoritarianism of the possible is a terrifying phrase, by the way. A good one, but you. A terrifying
it's
phrase.
Totally true. Chelsea in Austin, Texas. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm good, y'all.
Thank you. She said y'all. I like that. What's up?
I'm sorry.
No, I like it. It's great. It's Texas. Go for it.
So I was calling about the masks in schools. My daughter went to school this whole past school year, in-person learning the whole year. And they did have to wear masks, but they kind of eased up on it after a while. But she played sports. And like a friend of mine who's a very, very good dear friend of mine is a huge liberal, and I'm conservative. So she was like, oh my gosh, your child's going to get COVID and they're going to close the school down and all this. Well, my child played volleyball, started out as soon as school started, played volleyball, went straight into basketball. After Christmas break, went into track, you know, played all three of those sports and never got COVID. At all.
Well, can I just say, Chelsea, it's possible that your child had COVID, had no symptoms, and cleared it in 24 hours. Maybe. I mean, kids can clear COVID. It's like a sniffle that, you know, I don't have kids. I know Clay does. A lot of people listening do. But kids get sniffles and things. A sniffle could be COVID for a kid because it doesn't hit them as badly.
Correct. And my child, actually, she does have asthma. And so that is one thing that we kind of, you know, paid attention to. But she never had any issues whatsoever the whole time. She had a teammate that tested positive, so they had to quarantine. But, I mean, nothing. She never got a fever, anything like that. And then at one point, my husband, he did get COVID. So we quarantined, but, you know, we didn't social distance or anything in the house. And myself nor my daughter ever got it. We both tested negative. You know, nothing happened at all. You know, but everybody was freaking out, like, oh, my gosh, the schools are going to close down. It's going to be this mass spreader. And that didn't happen at all.
Yeah, thank you, Chelsea.
There's thankfully, Buck, thanks for the call, Chelsea. Thankfully, again, I go back to federalism. I mean, imagine if Ron DeSantis hadn't made the choice. Every kid went to school in Florida. And we know that it can be done safely and that it doesn't overwhelm. And Chelsea's talking about her kids being in school and playing sports. Same thing happened with my kids. There's tangible evidence that it was not dangerous to have school because we had so many schools that were in person last year.
Look at Europe. Yeah. Europe had schools open in some cases really the whole time. I mean, even from the first 6 months of the pandemic, they kept schools open.
Yes.
in Sweden and Germany, and you know, there were some times I think where they might have had temporary closures. But you know, this is all tied into the teachers unions too. You know, there are some places, I think Austin is one of them, but I need to check my facts on that one. There have been some places where people were paid, Clay, to go into the adults to go into the classroom to watch kids Zoom learn because teachers wouldn't go into the classroom because teachers unions thought they were so special. And they are because they donate a lot of money to Democrat politicians, and the Biden administration will not cross them, which is why Randy Weingarten, the head of the biggest teachers union, among others, are huge frauds on this issue, who did everything they could to make sure that adults were placed ahead of children while pretending that it was for kids' safety, which is really gross. Really
I think it's the biggest failure, and it's particularly hypocritical. Because these are the people who say that they care the most about equality, which now has spread to equity. The kids that were the most likely to be unable to go to school from March in person all the way through last school year were kids without Wi-Fi at home, without reliable computers, without parents who could help them at home. Distance learning for kids with disadvantages was totally, totally a failure. No way to describe it as anything else.
And we're going to be dealing with that failure as a society for many years to come. People really start to see the enormous gap that it has created between those who were in a better position to deal with this pandemic at home and those who were not. We'll take more calls. 800-282-2882. Open line Friday, continuing here on the Clay and Buck Show. And we've also got Jim Jordan joining us in just a few minutes at the top of the next hour about the insurrection commission from Pelosi. The whole thing is absurd. I've actually got a piece on it. It just went up on BuckSexton.com. Here's my thesis, Clay. The Pelosi Insurrection Commission is an unfunny joke. So we can talk about it because it's absurd. And that's at BuckSexton.com. But, you know, Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps us keep our commitment to never forget. And this year, the foundation is honoring Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders with 200 mortgage-free homes. Chairman and CEO Frank Siller is paying tribute to the fallen by walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville and on to Ground Zero. That's more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days. This is the month of August through 9/11. And Clay, Tunnel to Towers really cares about what they're doing here and bring together patriots from all over the country to support those who have paid a tremendous price for this country that we love.
It's unbelievable. It's been almost exactly 20 years since 9/11 happened. And this Veterans Day, the names of those we lost in the war on terror will also be said out loud. How can you help to do good and make sure that America never forgets? You can donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. I'm Buck. He's Clay. It is Friday, and we are excited to bring you all the news today, but also to send you off for your weekends. Your homework from Clay and Buck is going to be to find something you want to do, either alone, with friends, with family this weekend. Do something fun and memorable. Because I feel like these days, we've all gotten so used to being told about, oh, be afraid, and COVID, and all these things. Go out, do something cool. Do something worthwhile for yourself, you know. Makes some memories happen. And also, we've got Jim Jordan coming up with us in just a few minutes. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio talking about the insurrection commission from Pelosi, which I think is an absurdity. And we'll dive into that. Remember to follow Clay on Twitter at Clay Travis. Follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Buck Sexton. We post things from the show on Facebook, and it's a great place to connect with other people who listen to the show. A woman claims to be, quote, Bob, because we started this. Remember this, Clay?
Yeah,
if you don't want to give us your name,
sure. Yes.
Just say you're Bob. We got a woman named Bob in Virginia, doesn't want to get caught. What's up, Bob?
I'm the OG Bob. But I just wanted to say that obviously these policymakers have never been in the classroom, because these masks, the kids snot in them all day. They chew on them. You have to replace the mask. They take the masks off. The masks are grosser than them not having anything on at all. And then I'm wearing a mask. I had to buy a Britney Spears microphone so my kids could be able to hear what I was actually teaching.
Wow. I mean, you made masks sound really, really unappealing. I will say, you know, Clay, when I turned most against masks was every time I was on a treadmill. And it started to, like, when your mask gets wet when you're on the treadmill in the gym, because we had to wear masks on the treadmill in the gym, or else they'd walk up to you and say, excuse me, sir, they didn't care that you're, you know, trying to sprint up the, you know, it doesn't matter.
I've never worn one, thankfully, in a gym. But I think you're calling a teacher from Virginia, by the way. What she's hitting on, which I think is really well said in a funny way there, kids are messes. And the younger the kids are, the more of a mess they are. And so this idea that you are preventing anything by having them wear the mask, first of all, they have to constantly be putting them on and off to drink and have food or do whatever they're doing during the course of the day. Thankfully, a lot of places when they went outside wouldn't require that they continue to keep them on. But all of this is, and also, by the way, it makes the teacher's job more difficult because they have to continue to worry about the kids. Not to mention, like, are you like me, Buck, at this point where when you go into a restaurant and the waiter or waitress has a mask, I just want to be like, take it off, please. I can't hear
yes.
you talk. I can't understand anything that you're saying.
Yes. Well, like, when they tell me they're going to read the specials, I'm like, I don't want the specials. Here's special. Don't have a mask on.
Yeah. I feel bad. I mean, I feel bad for them. But it's just impossible to have a normal conversation. And I can't even imagine if you have any kind of hearing difficulty, because so much of being able to tell what someone is saying is based on being able to see their lips move partly. It's insane.
I just think that Democrats are used to harassing people over politics. I really mean this. Like, I think that the moral busybody of the left and of the Democrat Party in our political culture. They're so used to just, you know, you said something, or why didn't you share your pronouns, or why, you know, they're always just annoying.
They're lecturing and hectoring everybody.
Absolutely. And the virtue signaling and everything. So that is kind of a force multiplier for their stupid ideas about COVID, because people like you and me who are opposed to masking, I'm like, I don't want to cause problems for a server, a restaurant. I know they've had a tough time too.
Right.
I know it's not, you know, it's probably not their choice or their fault. But so if we were leftists, you know what we would do? If we were like Alinskyites, we would all sit there and say, we're not leaving the table. We're not putting our masks on. Bring the manager over. And when the manager comes over and says, it's not me, it's the owner, we'd say, okay, I want to talk to the owner. Call the owner. Oh, really? You're not going to do that? We're going to flood your Yelp reviews with negative. This is how the left plays the game, unfortunately.
And this is why I think the Republican Party needs to, you know, we talk a lot about broad strokes in terms of the way people think about you. I think the Republican Party needs to say, we are the party of freedom. We're the party of freedom. You make your own choice. We believe in free speech. We believe in individual responsibility. But we don't believe that we should be going through 20-year-old tweets to see if you said something that's offended somebody at some point. And we're not going to make you live exactly as we believe we're going to live. We're going to live as we think is best.
And here's a fundamental reality that people can argue with me on this all day. The 35-year-old Brooklynites who are watching MSNBC, who are complaining about the Trump people that are not getting vaccinated all the time, they're not worried about the Trump people. They don't care about them. The ones who are really loud about this, they're terrified for themselves still. It's actually, even though they're vaccinated and they're young, you have all these people who are at low risk, who it's not like they're worried about elderly Trump voters. They're worried about, what if I'm a breakthrough case? Get away from me, Trump voter. How much soy milk can one person drink? That is the national conversation that we are having right now.
What a bunch of pussy willows.
All right, we got Jim Jordan coming up next. He'll be with us in a second. Congressman Jim Jordan, stick around for that.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.